Camp Alpha. Contractors had built a replica of the compound and the three-story building, complete with its contents. He eased back on the power and the helicopter began to descend. He scanned the instruments, but he was flying by feel, as if the helicopter was an extension of his own body. 100 feet, said his co-pilot. The helicopter slowly dropped, the backwash kicking up dust in the compound below. 90 feet, said the co-pilot. The pilot smiled to himself. He didn't need the verbal reminder of how high they were. He could do this bit with his eyes closed. 80 feet, said the co-pilot. All good. The pilot grinned. He knew it was all good. Compared to some of the missions he'd been on in Iraq, this was a piece of cake. At least no one was firing missiles at him. The helicopter began to shudder, and he had to fight the pedals to keep it from swinging around. What's the problem? Asked the co-pilot. The nose pitched down, and then just as quickly reared up. Both men scanned the instruments, trying to see if there was a technical problem, but everything seemed to be working perfectly. It was just that the helicopter was refusing to respond. It began to spin to the left as it continued to descend, faster now. 70 feet,